This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises due to Allah رب العالمين who have given us the opportunity to perform our siyam and our qiyam. And from our team from Qalbu Apps and also Al Qalbu Ilm, we welcome all of you to our markaz. It is a ni'mah that we all can get together and worship Allah Rabbul Alameen following the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because not everybody today follow the way of the Prophet. We don't blame them because they don't know. They follow the norm where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have command all the believers to follow His messenger. One of the conditions that we qualify to be loved by Allah, Allah said, "Kul in kuntum tuhibbunallah, fat." تَبِعُونِي يُحْبِكُمَ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ زُنُوبَكُمْ O Muhammad, tell the people, whoever claim that they love Allah, Allah do not just accept your claim, but He want you to prove to Him that you love Him. And the only thing He want you to do, follow His messenger. فَاتَّبِعُونِي So simple. Very straightforward, Allah said, follow my messenger, that's all. If you follow, yuhbibkum Allah, I love you. So mukhalafa, the opposite of this, if you don't follow, I will not love you. Last night, we were sharing with all our good brothers and sisters about what happened to the cursed one? What happened to the people who are arrogant before all of us? They always have two kind of character. Number one, Aba. Number two, Mutakabbir. Refuse to follow. Even they know that this is a command from Allah and from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They just refuse to follow. Aba. One of the reasons that make them refuse to follow, this is to check whether we still have this sickness in our heart or not. If this sickness still exists, then you know you have to correct it. You have to cure this sickness before it's too late. Because in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet said, La tadkhulu jannah. La tadkhulu jannah. It's like, La ilaha illallah. No, no. It's like, La a'budu ma ta'abudun. Wala antum a'biduna ma a'bud. The la, la means no, no, no. Very clear, Allah make it very straightforward. No. No one enter paradise. La tadkhulu jannah. Man kana fi qalbihi zarratan min al-qibr. This is the same hadith I mentioned last night, but I did not complete the meaning of this hadith. No one can enter paradise when in their heart there is an atom of kibir. That caught the companion by surprise. Who don't have this feeling, showing off, feel good, like to dress beautifully, handsomely, like to wear expensive garments? Who don't have? Everyone have. So they were surprised. They asked the Prophet, if I am dressing something very expensive, wearing a shoes that's very expensive, is that a sign of kibir, showing off? But the Prophet with his wisdom said, Inna Allaha jameel yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful. He loves beautiful thing. And beautiful thing is not cheap. We know. Beautiful lady is not cheap. Handsome man also is very expensive. Have value. Beautiful car, beautiful home is not cheap. So the Prophet said, Allah is beautiful, love, beautiful. If you have the mean, you have the money, you have purified your money, the zakat is being paid, everything is being cleared. Now you still have extra. Do it. There's nothing wrong. Allah don't like you not to use the nikmah. He like you to use his nikmah. No problem. Then the Prophet continued. He said, Kibir, that will stop you from enter paradise because it's not a big one. Even an atom of kibir is batara haqq ghamtan nas. Number one, you disobey the truth. You know this is right, this is true from Allah, from the Prophet. You just don't care. I don't care. My feeling, my way. You know you have that problem. You have to cure it before it's too late. Because if you die with that, then you were not allowed to enter paradise. Ghamtan nas, the second one. You like to look down upon other people. If somebody is wrong, you don't look down on them, but you try to help them, correct them, save them. Somebody is not yet a Muslim. It's your duty to invite them to Islam. Don't condemn them. Don't curse them. No. They need you to save them. You know the truth, but you keep the truth to yourself. you will be blamed. You will be blamed in the day of judgment. Allah said, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. I, Allah, will not punish anyone until the truth have reached them and they reject the truth. With knowledge, how many not yet Muslim here in our country know what is Islam? They only know what is the Muslim. Islam is so perfect, so beautiful, but the Muslim set bad example, caused them not to like Islam. Today, when I have a class on Sunday, in the morning, after my class, we have visitors sharing the experience, people like me, Chinese family. He have reverted to Islam, alhamdulillah. But he is having a lot of problem from his mother. The mother said, no way. I said, can you bring your mother to see me? Not yet. He said, I know my mother. She's not ready. I said, never mind. You know her better when she's ready. We have to engage because deep inside her mother minds and feeling, she just hate Islam. She make a big mistake. She don't know what is Islam. But she hate Islam is because of the Muslim. We have no discipline. We are not clean people. That's why Islam is here to discipline all of us. Keep yourself clean, polite, humble. That's what we want to be before the end of Ramadan. The last 10 days is coming in now. If we fail, brothers and sisters, to change, we don't know what to say. Remember what Angel Gabriel, I share again, I've shared with all my good brothers and sisters here before. But we have a lot of new family today. Gabriel was making dua, oh Allah, if anybody who fasts in the month of Ramadan, nothing happened to them. That they don't gain the forgiveness from Allah, oh Allah, stop them from entering Jannah. And the Prophet said, Ameen. How can we, Allah and the Prophet have promised us, if you fast, if you Qiyam Ramadan, pray, and also Qiyam Laylatul Qadr with Iman and Wahtisaban, following the SOP, I was sure to forgive your past sins. Last night, our Imam also recited the ayah, if I'm not right, in Surah Zumar. قُلْ يَا إِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَخْنَتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِلَىٰ الْآخِرَ آيَةِ. Prophet was sent not to judge us, to condemn us, to condemn the non-believer, but to give them hope. Oh, you, the people who have seen yourself, who have committed a lot of mistake in your life, who have wronged yourself, never give up hope with Allah. Allah don't allow any one of us who believe in Him to lose hope. Hold on. Now is the time for you to change, brother and sister. To be humble. Just listen. If Allah say this and the Prophet have shown us, just follow. Is that difficult? Is that difficult? Is that difficult to follow? No. For you to create something is more difficult. You don't have to create anything. Islam is perfect. Allah said, "Ayyawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Akmaltu lakum dina." Today I perfected my religion for you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي I have completed anything you want in your life until you die. How to eat, how to drink, how to celebrate things, how to pray, everything is being shown to us. How can we fail? This is just an example. You want to pray? Allah sent His messenger to show you how to pray. Alhamdulillah, our qiyam here, we are trying our best to follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But people who are not aware about the 443 method, this is something new. I don't blame you. Can you imagine something being practiced by the Prophet 1,400 years ago? Now, we thought that this is something new. That is to show how ignorant we are about our religion. Majority of us want to be a good Muslim, but we become blind follower. We don't act guided by knowledge, just by feeling numb. Islam don't follow all of us. We must follow Islam. Don't look down on anybody. But it's your duty to help one another. Remind one another. That's why when you pray, why the Prophet wants you to stand close to each other, then you can feel whether that person responds or not. If they don't respond, what should you do? Remind them. If they still don't respond, what should you do? You do your level best. You don't go and argue and scream and then they'll just leave. This is so difficult to pray here. You want to pray here, they keep on coming so close to you. You know? So they get very upset. It's not they are upset. You must understand what is happening. Is the Qareen in them make them upset? What was the Qareen? The jinn inside them. The jinn always want you to do something against what Allah want you to do. Against what the Prophet want you to do. But you thought that he was a, no. The jinn is making use of him. But Ustaz said, no, Sheikh said, when Ramadan come in, no more jinn. Yeah, the outside jinn don't disturb you. Your own jinn is fighting, but because you are strong, you follow what Allah wants you to do. What the Prophet, so he just cannot influence you anymore because you are stronger than him. That's why, please, when you drink, don't use your left hand. If not, he become more energetic. Drink with your right hand. You know why I say this? Because I saw someone drink with the left hand. You may not remember, but people who drink in front of me, they cannot escape. I don't know why. It's not that my eye like to just look at all of you. Allah just trigger it. My eye just, look up, then I saw. Anyhow, something we may like to share with you tonight. Yeah? About how to perform the prayer, Jama'ah prayer, the way the Prophet wants us to. We have done a good one. We stand straight, alhamdulillah. We have done a good that. We stand close to each other, alhamdulillah. But the movement when you follow the imam, we really don't know because we are not there to monitor all of you. But we have remind all of you that we have a lot of media people here who is monitoring you without you realize. Is that good? Good. We have a lot of CCTV around. Yeah. So let us... Are you ready? Are you ready? You want to off the light for a while or you can... Yeah. Okay, now we just have a look. Bismillah. I don't know what has been captured. Eh? This is the first time for me to, alhamdulillah. Now this is the beginning of what? The Isha prayer? Isha. Any Jama'ah prayer is the same. The hukum is the same. Now everybody just have to be ready and to follow the imam. Now the imam reinforced the adab of Jama'ah before he start his takbir.
الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Anybody say Amin before Imam? No, syukur, alhamdulillah. Move, move, kalau boleh rukuk.
Allahu Akbar. Sami' Allahu liman hamidah.
You see this side before the imam with sujud now. Continue.
Allahu Akbar.
It's good, it's good.
Allahu
children.
Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
When the imam coming up to the second rakat.
Allahu Akbar. يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك.
Sudah. Alhamdulillah. It's good. Alhamdulillah. We pass. He passed it. Alhamdulillah. You know. Alhamdulillah. You know. You see what? You know, a lot of things happen that we have following the imam correctly because of the imam. The imam do not say, Allah, drag up. No, he just move and then towards the end, Allahu Akbar. So he finish his movement. Then the ma'mun start to move. If the imam who are not careful, he may drag from down, Allah, and ma'mun, you can see, some is going up now, especially the young one. You see, because when they hear Allah, they are going to start. So imam must have the right knowledge. You move first. Towards the end of your movement, Allahu Akbar. If you say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, you see a lot of people is up already. You just move first. Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Make it short and solid. Imam also must have knowledge. Imam is go down for sujud. Allah so long. Then you know ma'mum is going down. And ma'mum is younger than imam. Especially young one, shoop, they are down. Who make the mistake? Number one, imam can make a mistake. If the imam make mistake, every sin that the ma'mum commit, he have to bear it. Because of him, we make mistake. But the imam is doing his best, we do not follow the imam, then we will be responsible. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulu an ra'iyati. The Prophet says, every one of us is a leader to yourself. You are responsible to your own doing. Don't keep on blaming imam all the time. Then no one wants to be imam. Yeah? Imam will try his best to improve and inform the ma'mun. Ma'mun must work together with the imam. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Just be patient. Al-Bara'a ibn Azib share with us this beautiful hadith. They are the companion of the Prophet when they pray behind the Prophet. None of them move from one position to the next until the imam have perfected, completed his movement. None of them move from going down to sujood until their sure Prophet had put his forehead on the ground. How can you know? You can't see the Imam. You are guided by his recitation, Allahu Akbar, when Akbar end, meaning he end his sujood. When Akbar end, that means he is standing up, then you start to move. That is the adab. But alhamdulillah, today's one is good. Yeah, shukur. We will keep on monitoring. Now it's good sometimes, reflection, but alhamdulillah, the way they do it from the back. So you don't see. Only those who know, they know. Yeah. So it's better that way. So please, brother and sister, not only you must make sure you do it properly, you have to educate your children. Yeah. You have to educate their children while they're growing up, inshallah, so that they have good discipline. Like sujood, I was talking to the siyots, when sujood, make sure seven part is on the ground. Yeah, some just put their forehead, the nose, never touch the ground. But the Prophet said, seven part is wajib. It's not a sunnah, it's wajib. So brother and sister, may Allah bless us, may Allah guide us, accept our qiyam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for those who have been kind, helping us to help the poor and the needy. I've shared with you, is our, not yet, eh? We just want to share with you about our experience reaching out to the poor and the needy. Yesterday, we do have some recording, yeah, some experience that we hardly exposed to, but we were exposed to. We went and visit them, talk to them, distribute all the aids, the zakat, and also we distribute food provision for the poor and the needy. Alhamdulillah, there will be another exercise before 3 days before Eid. That is a very small group of us will go. But yesterday, we have 80 over volunteers moving out to cover 500 families. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward all our volunteers and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us ready and more ready for the 10th last day of Ramadan. So those who have been contributing, may Allah reward you. Those who want to contribute, you are always welcome to participate in doing all these good deeds so that Allah will reward all of us. Remember, Allah said, "Innal hasanat yuzhibna sayyi'at." Good deeds that you always engage in following the Quran Sunnah will help you to erase a lot of bad things that have happened in your life. So may Allah protect all of us, our children, and make them righteous children. Insha'Allah. Amin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wa akhri da'wana walhamdul bil alamin. Anybody who is free, remember every night we have our qiyam and our tazkira. Become an educational Ramadan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi.